Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden. And we're here talking with Jason Fiorentino, who is the CEO of MediQuip Supply Corporation. And really, it's very interesting. Seniors do need to be safe at all times, and many wind up being single seniors. With the death of a loved one down the road, and if they want to keep their independence and their children accept that, you know, it is important that everybody in the family has a feeling of security. And that's brought about by the parent having some sort of device, you know, and at the same time it helps the children know that mom or dad is safe, or at least will have access to help if they need it. And we're here, I say, with Jason. Before we went to the break, you started talking about lockboxes.
Yep.
Just explain what a lockbox is so people realize. I mean, I think it's very important. I know what it is, but I mean, some people don't. I didn't know until maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay. A lockbox is something that realtors use. So if a place is up for rent or it's for sale, they'll put this box on the door handle, and it has a code that you put in to get the key out, and that's how you open the door. So we recommend that anybody that gets an alert system get a lockbox, because again, you don't want them breaking your door down. If you, I'll give you a little story.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman that was sitting at home in his chair, and he had pizza for lunch, a lot of it. Okay, and he was watching the ball game, and all of a sudden he started to get these pains in his chest. And he went into a panic mode, okay? And he pressed the MediQuip alert. And there was no lockbox on the door. So in order for EMS to get in, they broke down the door, which is what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
This is, you know, why they're there. So it cost him $1,200 to repair the door when two tomes could have probably taken
two tomes.
Yeah, and I felt bad for the guy.
Right.
You know.
But that's the reality of it.
It's
what you're
the
saying.
Reality of the situation.
Because, God forbid, it was a real situation.
Exactly.
And the family were turning around and saying, what, you didn't want to, you know, you rang the bell and nobody answered the door and you let my father die?
That's exactly right.
So
that's
you have exactly no option. Right. Once you sign up for this, you got to go by the rules, so to speak.
Yeah.
David?
I was just thinking, we have a friend. He was, we were picking him up for a Romeo meeting and went to his house. There was no answer. And he didn't hear the dog barking. He asked one. And I called the police to come and walk around and look in the window, see if maybe he's lying on the floor. So fortunately, a young girl, neighbor, said, oh, ask my dad. He had left on a trip.
Oh, okay.
He hadn't told anyone.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
So one of the other things, you know, what type of equipment works best, we're concerned, MediQuip's concerned with the contracts people get tied into. Some companies will offer you the piece of equipment, and then prices start at $40 to $80 a month. $960 a year is a lot of money for someone on fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got the piece of equipment for nothing, but if you have that for 10 years, you know, it's over $10,000 that you've invested. So, you know, we have no contracts. You know, if God forbid the person should pass away or is in the hospital, you can cancel at any time. You just call us up and it's done. So we think that's fair. And we think that's the way it should be done. The other services that MediQuip supplies is modular ramps, vertical platform lifts, stair lifts, all durable medical equipment, any patient room equipment, bariatric products, rehabilitation products, support surfaces, beds, and things like that. That's the business that we've been in since 2006. And again, we've been supplying the VA with these products, but also the private marketplace.
I think I've seen and maybe it's just because I have a lot more senior clients, the stair lifts are big.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
15, 20 years ago, I don't remember seeing them anybody's house, even if I was in the house of a senior.
Yeah.
And maybe because they're getting more economical. You know, maybe they were much more expensive 20 years ago, so people couldn't spend $30,000, $40,000. Yeah. Now, I might be wrong, it's $4,000 to $8,000 you can get.
It's even less than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. you can get a straight lift, you know, that goes up 13 steps for, you know, $3,000.
Okay, so I didn't realize. You know. Okay.
Yeah, we priced it. Yeah. My wife and I are both... What's the word? Somebody heard it? Scene-agers.
Scene-agers?
I like that. Yeah. I can use that.
And our house, our bedrooms are upstairs. The main floor is the basement. And, you know, people say, well, how would you manage if? Well, we checked around. And yes, we could cover the whole thing for about $5,000. That was 20 years ago we asked for that.
Right.
But, yes.
And the products that we use... the stair lifts, vertical platform lifts, and ramps, again, made here in America.
Right, okay.
That's the product that we use. That's the product we like to use. It's dependable, it's durable, and I can easily communicate with somebody, you know, about it.
A question I want to ask is any material supplied by our great producer, Christina Liu? It says here, MediQuip alert, free for vets.
Yes.
I'm a veteran.
Okay.
What does that mean for you? What's free for vets? I mean, it's...
The piece of equipment, the MediQuip alert, if you took this brochure and you brought it to your primary care doctor over at the VA you visit, I would assume it's Northport if you go to a VA.
Right. I've never used the private, like with the hearing aids.
All right. So you can take the piece, the brochure, bring it to your primary care doctor, tell them you want this piece of equipment. There's a GSA number on the flyer. The GSA number means that the government has taken a look at this and said, yes, we do like it. Yes, you can provide it to the veterans. Yes, it's made in America, and we have no problem with you doing this. And so the primary care doctor writes a consult. That consult goes to prosthetics. Prosthetics orders the piece of equipment, sends us a purchase order, and we deliver the product to you at no charge to the veteran privately.
Interesting. Very nice.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey, when I was 17 years old, I did something smart. I joined the army.
But you have to be registered at a VA for that to happen. Now, I know Trump has signed, I believe he signed some type of bill that allows the veteran to go to a private doctor. Okay, but again, you have to be registered with the VA.
Right.
Okay. So he'll take that prescription, he sends it over the prosthetics at the VA, and then you can get the product.
What's interesting about that, especially in North Hempstead, now that we have the VA bus coming into town, which is the mobile VA,
yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure you could just make a visit there. If you're not hooked up from Northport, that bus is coming from Northport.
Yeah, you should have your card. You should get a card from the VA and then get registered. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just a little time and effort, you know, but it's certainly worth it.
Jason, is that your number? What number?
Oh, 516.
I mean, it's a phone number, but I'm not saying that's the one if that's your personal number.
Yep, it's 516-477-6523.
Okay.
Give me a call anytime.
That's 516-477-6523, or call 311 because we have the number of 311. And if you have questions, you know, it'll pass it on to Jason to, you know. Unfortunately, and I say this all the time, people don't pay attention to what's out there,
right,
what they can use. I mean, and then when the time comes and somebody's down the stairs and sitting there for a day by themselves with a broken leg until somebody goes in to check them out because they couldn't get to the phone, it's like, and it happens.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yes.
Because even my wife checks in on her mother every day, but you could check in at 10 o'clock and something can happen at 10:30.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, usually if I do a presentation, and I do a lot for the American Legion halls, what I normally get is, you know, there are egos involved here.
No, I don't need it.
I'm healthy. You know, I don't need to do this. And my response is, listen, this piece of equipment is like a spare tire. You don't need it till you need it.
Right.
And I mean, that's the truth, you know.
So it's like insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're paying for 20 years for fire insurance. You never had a fire. But if you had a fire once.
Right. And you're covered.
Yes. But then you're happy you had it. And I agree with all these kind of things. The thing is today, where we are versus 30 or 40 years ago, it's out there for people. Take advantage of it. And even in a situation like this, if somebody's listening, you do it for your parent.
Right.
You know, yeah. You don't have to have your mom or dad if either one was a vet. And I can see that, especially in the 70 plus group. I'm not talking the 80 plus group. What? I'm not talking about that. You know, David celebrated you last year. You celebrated your birthday, right?
In December, yeah.
90 last year.
Really? Good for you.
But I'm not talking about you because, you know, you're going to be on a motorcycle probably next year coming to the show. But I'm just talking in general that, you know, you get people acclimated to taking care of yourself with baby steps. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, this is not craziness. Because if something happens to you, a push of a button, and again, all too often in life, and I've given talks different places, the biggest thing is regret. And if two things in life, selfish and regret. And you can talk forever about both those words.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, parents should also do it for their children, because the children, they're running around. They probably have grandchildren taking care of their kids. They're working. Yeah. They're trying to make
a
living. You know, do it for them too. This way, you're taking that pressure off of them of worrying about you all the time. You know.
Yep, that's peace of mind. I'm agreeing with that. I like that one very much, so because that makes sense. Whether you think you need it or not, see, that's where selfish comes in. If you think. You have a daughter or a son that's driving someplace saying, is mommy okay today? Is daddy okay today? Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
Say, guess what? They'll push the button. If they need me, they'll push the button. You're going to say, we have 1 minute, Dave. You want to say something?
No, see, I saw a newspaper article recently. It's a device, a safety device you can carry. If you push pull the pin, it'll let out a loud 125 decibels alarm, screaming, yelling. And it's recommended especially for somebody traveling, a young woman walking from the bar.
Right.
She pulls that, you're going to have 40 people from the neighborhood coming out and saying, what's that noise?
Depending on the neighborhood.
I'm just going to say,
right, yes.
There's been stories where nobody came out. Everybody closes the door and pulls the shade down.
Yes, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to
exactly.
be involved. Right.
Jason, I want to thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank
because
you.
This is really great. It's great for seniors in general, for the adult children, for the veterans. There's just so many people that can use this product. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.